On today's show, U.S. car sales came in far better than expected in October. We take an up-close look at the all-new Hyundai Accent. And the FBI is going after the UAW, and this could turn really ugly. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Car sales in the U.S. market came in far stronger than analysts were expecting in October. And while the numbers look good, the good times may be short-lived. Automakers went into the month with high levels of inventory, and they heaped on the incentives to move the metal. It worked. The SAAR hit a very strong 18 million. There were 1.3 million vehicles sold, and that was up more than 2.5% compared to a year ago on a daily selling rate basis. Amongst the biggest automakers, the full-line manufacturers, General Motors saw a modest increase, but Ford jumped 10%, with big increases coming from the F-Series and the Ford Edge SUV. Toyota also had a solid month, with sales up more than 5%. FCA saw sales fall sharply, with big drops from the Dodge Journey and the Ram ProMaster van. Honda posted another solid month, but Nissan is closing the gap fast. A year ago, Honda outsold Nissan by 12,500 vehicles. Last month, the gap was only 4,300. Several smaller automakers posted double-digit gains, including Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi. But the auto market is a zero-sum game, and if some companies are winning, others are losing. The losers include Tesla, which, according to Ward's auto estimate, dropped a whopping 26%. Hyundai posted a double-digit drop, with its sister company Kia also falling. Mazda also had a very weak month. In addition to heavy incentives to move excess inventory, automakers benefited from replacement demand for cars damaged in hurricanes. But what's going to happen after that inventory is cleared out and the hurricane-damaged cars get replaced? That's why we say that while the numbers look good, the good times may not last. Coming up next, looks like there may be more corruption in the UAW than anyone suspected.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Back during the summer, the FBI busted FCA's former top labor negotiator. It also busted the wife of a UAW vice president who died 2 years ago. They were indicted on corruption charges, allegedly stealing $4.5 million in money that was supposed to go to training union workers. Now the Detroit News reports the FBI is investigating UAW officials who handle negotiations at General Motors and Ford. The FBI wants to know why UAW vice presidents operate nonprofit personal charities. The FBI wants to know whether or not labor leaders took money from those charities that got the money from donations from the UAW training centers. Hopefully it'll turn out that these people are innocent, but if not, this is going to cripple the UAW and could even lead to a revolt amongst the rank-and-file members. The Trump administration wants to get rid of government regulations, but now it wants to get rid of a rule that the automotive industry would actually love to see in place. Vehicle-to-vehicle communication, or V2V, allows vehicles to communicate with each other, potentially making it impossible for them to crash into each other. But the Trump administration just killed off the Obama-era regulation that mandated V2V by 2021. While automakers and suppliers can continue to develop and install V2V functions, widespread adoption likely will not happen without a mandate. The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates it would add about $320 to the cost of a car. Coming up next, a look at the updates to the new Hyundai Accent.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
When is a subcompact car not a subcompact? One answer, thanks to the EPA, is when it's a Hyundai Accent. And that's because there's so much room in this fifth-generation entry-level vehicle that the agency calls it a compact car. Hyundai, on the other hand, simply calls the Accent a success. Since it debuted in 1994, they've sold 1.2 million of them. And as the all-new 2018 model hits dealerships in the next week or two, that number will just keep ticking up. The Accent has all-new exterior styling led by Hyundai's cascading grille. Its powertrain is an updated 1.6-liter 4 that's paired with a 6-speed automatic as well as a 6-speed manual, but only on the SE trim level. Meanwhile, the interior seems to be the big story, and it starts with all that room.
Both, you know, front seat passenger room, rear seat passenger room. The trunk is cavernous. It's like 13.7 or 13.9 cubic feet. Like I said, you know, EPA does classify it as a compact car because of that total interior volume. And I think you've probably enjoyed the drive, too. You'll notice, you know, very quiet, you know, very refined. It doesn't drive like an entry car. When the very first time I drove it, it just reminded me of a segment up type of vehicle.
And that's no joke. The list of standard technology for this entry-level car, especially if you get the top trim level, the Limited, is impressive. A proximity key with push-button start, a hands-free smart trunk, 3 years of BlueLink connected services, and even Hyundai's forward collision avoidance assist. And we haven't even mentioned the usual suite of safety software. Hyundai really did pack a lot into this car, which competes against the likes of the Toyota Yaris, the Ford Fiesta, and Chevy Sonic. So if you are interested in something other than a crossover, the Accent arrives at dealerships in just the next few days. Hey, before we go here, don't forget to join us for AutoLine After Hours this afternoon. Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau and Jake Holmes from Motor One will be joining me and Gary to talk about the latest news in the global automotive industry. If you have got topics you would like us to talk about, send us a tweet, a post, or shoot us an email. We would like to know what you would like to hear about. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow. Don't miss Ward's Auto Conference on Artificial Intelligence, November 9 in Birmingham, Michigan. Learn how AI is disrupting the automotive industry. Meet Silicon Valley technologists from companies like IBM, Nuance, NVIDIA, and Continental. Learn more at wardsauto.com/AI.